Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you are well. I hope you are happy, and I hope you know what you are doing. That's the whole point of this podcast. You see, here's the thing. When you listen to this show, I will be on an aeroplane heading towards a wonderful part of the world called Tasmania. It's going to be cold. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be frosty, but it's going to be glorious. I am actually leaving Sydney to go and catch up with some good friends of mine in the crypto space. Most of you will know who I'm talking about. I'm really looking forward to doing this, and the point I'm trying to make here is that it's pretty important to understand that whatever happens tomorrow, even though I'm not going to be commentating it to you live in a podcast or half an hour out in the podcast, you will understand from what I tell you tonight. There are three things that the market can do. It can go up, it can go down, and it can go sideways. Now, as a trader, I am there to trade direction. Now, that direction is super important, direction being the operative word. If the market's going up, i.e. high highs and higher lows, then I'm looking for long trades. That is to buy, to go long. If the market is setting lower highs and lower lows, I'm looking for short trades, which is to sell the market. Now, the wonderful thing about what I do is that I can make money either direction. We all know that as a trader, I trade on margin most of the time. I also invest as well. It's the understanding of the way the market presents itself to me that makes me my money. Now, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes the markets can be slow. Sometimes we won't have a clear, decisive higher high and higher low. On the top 10, yeah? Often they'll be consolidating. They won't be that fancy. They won't look that good. There won't be that many trading opportunities. But you see what I do? You see what I do is I have a list of all the markets that I can trade on margin. Now, you guys know the platforms that exist out there, right? You know the one that the most prolific is probably Bitfinex. There's BitMEX as well. And what I'm actually working with, or looking to work with anyway, and in the negotiating periods of talking with certain exchanges, is to create a proper trading resource center for us as traders, professional traders I'm talking about. Not just people that want to buy and hodl. I'm talking about real traders that are professionals that have structures, strategies, and an educational approach. But a systemized approach is more important. So it doesn't matter what happens tomorrow. It matters what you know, what you think, and what language you speak. You see, if I land in Italy and I speak French, some people will know how to speak French in Italy, no doubt, and they'll know how to speak English. But if I land in Mexico and I speak French, not many people are going to know it. What relevance has this got to this podcast, I hear you say? That's a good question, actually. The fact of the matter is that if you understand the language, you will find it much easier to navigate. All right, you land in Italy, you speak Italian. Boom. You're done. You land in France, you speak French. Boom. You're done. It's easy. What language are you speaking to your trading style is what's really important to me. And it should be very important to you. Is the way that you trade a trader's way? So therefore, you need to learn higher highs, higher lows, technical analysis, buy zones, sell zones, cradles, boosters, and breakouts. Or is your way of doing business that you just research a company, research a project, look at the tokenomics, look at the project, look at what real life application this project has, and invest that way, and you're happy to hold for years? Now, these are your languages, guys. Where are you at? I differentiate the two. I differentiate a lot. I'm an investor and I'm a trader. I teach the language, broken down individual words to start off with, and I bring them together to help to create an environment for which you can understand. I speak very simple terms. It's not hard to understand the way that I educate, the way that I teach, the way that I talk. And that's because I don't class myself as a genius. Far from it. I'm just a guy who trades the markets, but I've got a very clear objective. I know exactly what I'm looking for, I know exactly what I'm going for, and I know exactly where I'm going to. Now, this is what's really important. You've got to start to work out where you're at, where you're going, and what you want, guys. And you've got to start to understand what language do you need to learn. If you need to learn to be a trader, you need to learn some technical analysis. And if you're an investor, you need to find some people to teach you about investing in this particular market that is crypto assets. Now, there's no doubt the trader skill set can leak over into the investor mindset. But without knowing one or the other, it's going to be very, very difficult. So I bring this to you probably 15 hours before you're actually going to hear this, because tomorrow I'm on an airplane, as I told you, to Tasmania. Now, I could have brought you a podcast later, but I think this is a really good one to bring to you to understand that you need to understand yourself. You need to work out what you're doing. If you don't know where you're going or what you're doing or what you want, how the hell are you going to get there, guys? So just ponder that thought. Have a fantastic day. And if I can help in any way, go to TraderCobb.com. Have a good day. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.